Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Washington Wizards and the Brooklyn Nets. Washington comes into the game with a 24-27 mark. Brooklyn has a 31-20 mark, but the news broke. We know it by now. Kyrie wants out. Trade deadline is next week. And by the way, he says he won't sign no matter what, no matter how much money they offer. So if he's not moved by the deadline, which is not even a week away, you're going to get him for nothing. You're going to lose him for nothing. That's what he says. Pretty interesting stuff. Anyway, Washington's 7-3 over their last 10, lost their last game. Brooklyn 4-6 over that span, also lost their last contest. Looking at the numbers, Washington scores 113.1, gives up 113.3 for a negative 0.2 differential. Brooklyn, meanwhile, scores 114.2, gives up 112.1 for a positive differential of 2.1. Looking at the turnovers, 13.3 per game by the Wizards, 14.4 by the Nets. Brooklyn shoots 50.7% from the field, Washington 48%. Wizards are 35.2% from long range, Brooklyn 39%. And free throw shooting, again, the edge for Brooklyn, 78.7 versus 77.7 for Washington. Teams are nearly tied in bench scoring, 34.3 for the Wizards, 34.2 for the Nets. This is the fourth time this year these two teams are playing. The Nets won two of the first three. They're their home team in this one. And, of course, they are without Kevin Durant and Ben Simmons. T.J. Warren is day-to-day. Simmons is actually day-to-day, too. Durant is still out. No word on whether Kyrie's going to play in this one or not. Washington is healthy. I got to say, after such turmoil, I expect the Nets to lose this one. I think the Wizards win and probably do so in fairly convincing fashion. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Wizards and Nets. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Logan, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Washington Wizards and the Brooklyn Nets. The lines opened up with Brooklyn being favored by 1.5, but it's gone up now. Brooklyn is now favored by 2.5 going into this game Saturday night, and the over-under is at 229.5. The Wizards, they're 24-27 on the season, 24-24-3 against the spread with 24 overs, 24 unders, that's a lot of 24s in their record, and with three pushes. They're 12-16 as well on the road, but the Wizards, they've been a team that's been up and down and up and down. Right now, they're in an upswing. They've won six out of the last seven games overall and against the spread with three overs and four unders in that span. They're also 5-0 against the spread in their last five games. So this is a team to really look to bet on, especially with what's going on in Brooklyn. We'll get to them in a second. This is a good value play, especially getting points on the road. The Nets are kind of like up and down and up and down as well, especially since Kyrie again is requesting a trade. Let's talk about the Nets. So they're 31-20, 24-25-2 against the spread, 22 overs, 28 unders, one push. They're 15-8 at home, and they've won two out of their last three games overall and against the spread with two overs and one under in that span. But like I said, Kyrie Irving again is in the news. He was quiet for a long time, which is really good for Kyrie because usually he is always starting some sort of controversy, whether you agree with him or not. He's always in the news. He was quiet for a time, playing really well. The Nets are winning. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, we're 31-19, top five in the conference. Kevin Durant's coming back. I want out. It's really hard to understand, but also something to think about in a betting perspective is, are the Nets going to respond great out of this, or are they going to look like, well, what the hell are you doing? And then they're going to get caught off guard by the Wizards. And also, the Wizards, they're playing really well, so this could be a spot that the Wizards just come in and beat the Nets. I don't think that's going to happen. I actually think the Nets are going to win this game by at least 3 points. That's all you need them to do is just win this game by three, and I think the Nets are more than capable of that. And the Nets, four of their last six games, the over has hit. And I think the Nets, a lot of their players are going to use this as fuel to see, hey, Kyrie, you want out? Well, look at us. We're this good. And I think the Nets are actually going to win this game. It's going to be a good game, but I think the Nets cover that 2.5-point spread. For more NFL and NBA betting previews, head to the Sports Betting Stack. I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack in the NBA betting preview between the Washington Wizards and the Brooklyn Nets.